Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Man, we're having a great Thursday here. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson. When you think you're having a good day, you get to talk to this next gentleman, this next legend, and he just brightens it up even more. Henry T. Buchanan, what's good, my man?
Okay, call it, Bill. I'm just up here, you know what I'm doing, looking at these blue skies and thinking about where I'm going to golf this week. I just got off the phone with Coach Hoiberg, had a great conversation with him, so a good start up for Thursday.
Oh, baby. So, I want to get to that.
Yeah, let's dive into that soon.
I want you to describe this because right now, we were just talking about Arizona weather, right? Like, it's like earlier there than it is here, and it's 80 degrees already. Right? I told Will, there are times out there that it gets so hot you don't sweat.
Oh, it's like that almost every day. I was just telling Coach Hoiberg. Now he's telling me it might be hotter there with the heat index than it is here. Yes. It's supposed to get up 110 there, he's telling me. And I think it's supposed to get up about 105 maybe here, but I know it's supposed to get to 110 by the weekend and 115 next week. But no, the temperature feels a lot different here. That suffocating humidity that's there, oh my God, it's just, you know, when I get there this 4th of July weekend, I got to drink a lot of water with my soda.
Hey, you know, speaking of that, before we get to the other thing, do you change your beverages? We had this discussion on our first segment, right? So I'm a guy that in the wintertime, I'm a Crown guy. I drink that in the winter. I change it up to some lemonade drinks in the summer. I think people do that, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I drink a little clear, a little dark, and a little Bud Light. So and I do switch it up. And you are correct because it tastes a little bit different in the winter when you're drinking the dark than the clear. And then in the summer, the clear is nice with a little lemonade.
Look, man, I'm telling you, my buddies played yesterday in that heat, and it went from, I know what they all drink, they know what I drink, everything turned clear yesterday. It was something in water, something in lemonade.
Oh, well, heck, I talked to Shoecraft. He said he golfed yesterday, and he was at home when I called him. He said he was about ready to pass out, so that humidity must be getting to y'all. I said, man, drink some water, man. I said, that Gatorade might not be doing it for you. He said he had about 4 or 5 bottles of that. I'm like, no, man, you got to drink water.
Right. Oh, man. Hey, T, you just mentioned, I know, and it's, you just mentioned you just got the phone with Coach Hoiberg.
Yeah.
Dude, that is so cool, by the way, that you have got that in and he has taken the time to spend time with you guys and call you back. What was it like? And again, you don't have to disclose. I know those conversations can be private
in the definitely. Mix.
What was it like?
Oh, it was exciting, man. He's very optimistic about the program and where the direction it's going. And, he got Bryce in there working out right now. He had some recruits coming in. He had the Grand Island kid come in. And so he's feeling pretty good about where the program's going, with the talent that he has. He talked about each of the players, each of the new players, and who he has returning. Heck, I didn't realize this, though. He got 80% of his offense coming back, and that's the first year that he's had something like that, so he's pretty excited about what he has coming back along with what's with the new players, with the combination of the freshmen with some of the transfers. So hey, 13th in the country ESPN recruiting, I mean, you can't beat that. I'm pretty, man, my toes are tapping right now. I can't wait.
So I'm curious, whatever you want to share with us, Henry, what were some things that you picked his brain about?
I picked his brain about last year, and some of the things that you need that you're working on. And I know we've talked about it on the radio station, on this segment. And I talked about some of the things that I noticed, and we were on the same page, around focusing on turnovers and free throw shooting. That's some of the things that the kids, and unfortunately with the we talked about the COVID and not having that time, the practice time, and to build that chemistry. So a lot of it was a little different year last year than it will be this year. So it was a lot of outside factors that was impacting the ability to build that chemistry with the team and get that practice time. So that's I know that's what we talked about, man. When it comes to free throws, man, you have to practice that and in the course of decision making. So that was two of the things we talked about last year, that I felt that they can improve on, and he agreed. Matter of fact, he said it first, and I said, well, coach, we're on the same page.
Did you guys get a chance to talk about his weekend with all the 4 stars and 5 stars? Because there's a lot of great comments coming out from those young men that visited campus. And obviously, you know, on the other side of that, if you had a chance to get there with them, there's going to be some very patient people due to this cycle being the dead period just ended, mm-hmm. and we got these people because everybody's going to be doing their visits this year. They're not going to be getting commitments right away.
No. Well, we do got the commitment from the big kid who won the JUCO tournament last year. The 16 guy, he's committed. And then we got that shooter that's coming in.
Tominaga.
And from what I hear, he can flat out put the ball in the basket. And mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave it there. And I'm looking forward. You know, I love shooters. So I can't wait. I can't wait to see this kid. And so he's pretty excited. And I did ask him about the recruits coming in. And we got more recruits coming in for the rest of the month, man. Yep. He got several talented guys coming in, freshmen and transfers or what have you, that's going to come in this month. So the future's looking bright, man. And I told him, I said, Coach, I watched you at Iowa State, man, and I saw how you built that program. And he said, well, this is what I'm accustomed to. You know, and that's how you build a program. Get some of that transfer talent in there and try to bring in freshmen to learn. Because, you know, freshmen are always going to have that at learning stage, you know, and right. just getting used to that level of talent and things of that sort. But then you got some transfers who've been through the trenches that can help them with that. So I think the program, like I've always said, is going in the right direction. And we're going to need this talent dealing in the Big Ten. You know, hopefully we can get that Grand Island kid. I mean, he's in the top 50, man. If we can get him in a homegrown, oh, my goodness. And I think we got that kid coming in to visit out of Omaha. I think he's a 5-star, too, right?
I think Jason Green, is he a 4-star? I know he's coming to town here soon.
Okay.
He's a kid that Nebraska's been on, like, from jump. And I don't think people know how good he is mm-hmm. yet because of who he played with last year in Hunter Silas.
Okay, now I heard Hunter, man. I heard he was a flat-out. That's what my buddy Mike Barnes was telling me. He said he watched the kid play. Said he can. Now, that's the kid that's going to run point for Wisconsin, is it?
Or? No, that's Chucky Hepburn. So Chucky Hepburn is going to Wisconsin. Silas was like top 10, top 15 kid. He's at Gonzaga.
Okay, so, yeah, that's right, Gonzaga.
Yeah, so Jason Green, I think, got overshadowed because he was like the third option at Miller mm-hmm. North last year. Uh-huh. So you're going to see his stock rise. I want to say he's in that three-star, four-star range. I think mm-hmm. now that he becomes the man and he performs, he's going to jump.
Yep.
Oh, man, that is awesome, man. And, hey, that's and based upon what happens this year, I mean, if we could continue, I mean, with that, and I'm telling you, those facilities, I think I read something. One of the 5-star recruits said he enjoyed the visit because it reminded him of the NBA atmosphere with the facilities. And you got Coach Hoiberg, who's coming from the, you know, who played 10, 12 years in the NBA and coaching in the NBA, and, you know, with the strength coach from the NBA and some of these coaches, man, I'm telling you, he told me, well, he's going to be back. I shouldn't tell you where he's going to be yet, but he'll be back around 4th of July, and I'm going to go up there and meet some of the players and watch some of the workouts, and hopefully Bryce and all the kids are in there and get a chance to pick their brain and see what they got, because, you know, it's nothing better than putting your eyes on that talent.
Yeah, we're talking to Henry T. Buchanan, and he's telling us about a conversation he had with Coach Hoiberg this morning, and I'm curious, you know, I asked you what you picked his brain about. Did he pick your brain about anything?
No, we just talked, you know, because we talked about how he's recruiting and you know, with the transfer in junior college, and I had to let him know that I you know, remind him that I played at Hutchinson Junior College, and I didn't realize the Coffeyville had won the tournament against Ranger, you know, so two of our recruits played against each other in the national championship game, so we just kind of talked about that, and I just told him about my love for the program and basketball, well, not only basketball, but Husker sports in general, and so he's pretty excited to get me in there the first week of July and meet some of the guys and have some more conversations with him. And I'm going to try to set it up where I can talk to him more often, you know, but I'm not going to bug him now because I know he's got a busy schedule. But I'm going to definitely talk to him as much as I can and stay in the loop of what's going on and also offer my services. I said, hey, I know a lot of former Huskers across the country, man, that would love to peep out some talent in their immediate areas, man. And if there's some talent that Huskers are looking at, man, I mean, for instance, here in Arizona, there's a lot of prep schools, man, that a lot of Dukes and North Carolinas of the world, Kentucky's recruit from. And, heck, you know, I don't mind going to games and wearing that Husker shirt and trying to sell Nebraska. So the more you can get eyes on this talent, man, the better off our program is going to be. And that's in all sports. You know, we're talking football, basketball, baseball, you name it.
See, that's so interesting because we've had the portal conversation, and I'm going to ask you another question about that in a minute. But what makes it so successful when Coach Hoiberg goes and gets kids out of the portal or they transfer or graduate? Because you see a lot of kids in a lot of programs that they go into this little portal and you never hear from them again. They're just gone. Why has Coach Hoiberg and that staff been so successful with the portal kids or the transfer kids?
Well, because he did it and was successful at Iowa State, and we talked about that. Mm-hmm. He said, Henry T, that's how I built my program at Iowa State. I brought in these transfers, and I brought in junior college transfers, and I brought in freshmen. And that's the quickest way to build your program. And, you know, because didn't he go to Final Four? I thought he went to the Final Four when he was there. I know he went up high. I'm not sure if he got to the Final Four, but I know if he didn't, he was pretty darn close. Mm-hmm. But I know he went to the tournament quite a bit. But he said that the transfer portal, it is what it is, you know, and everybody has the opportunity to pick up some of these kids who may not be satisfied or with their playing time or how they're being utilized. And it's going to be, you know, they don't open up Pandora's box, you know. And a lot of schools across the country are going to get these opportunities to pick up these kids that are juniors or seniors that wants to get another opportunity. And then as Nebraska, as Coach Hoiberg built our program, we're going to get more eyes on Nebraska. And the Big Ten was the best conference in the nation last year. So, you know, all these young kids are going to be looking at every school in the Big Ten and how we play and how we finish. And I, you know, and hopefully this year, you know, I'm not going to try to predict where we're going to finish, man, but I guarantee we're going to compete this year.
They, by the way, they went in 2013-2014. He took Iowa State. They were 28-8, and they made it to the Sweet 16.
Okay, all right. I knew it was something like that. I knew
it's still good.
Yeah, it was still good. I mean, and I just remember watching those teams, and man, I'm like, God, this guy can coach, you know, and recruit, because half the kids I didn't really heard of, and then but I always heard the announcers talk about transfers and the junior college ranks. And of course, you know, I'm pretty biased towards the JUCO ranks because that's where I came from. So it's just nice to hear it, and he's pleasant to talk to, man. I tell you what, it's very nice to hear somebody that's very calming, very positive, and very optimistic. And you can tell he's trying to get this program to where we all always wanted it, and that's to win that first NCAA tournament game and to see how far it goes. And that's the beauty of college sports, man. And, you know, just the fans. You know, and I know the fans are hungry. You know, just watching the Phoenix Suns game, you know, we always talk about fans, you know, and it just reminded me of the old Devaney days, you know, beating KU or the Missouri Tigers, man, and just, you know, winning that game to go to New York to play in the Final Four of the NIT. Is just, you know, the fans are special, man. and it's going to give you 10 points. And the Pinnacle Bank filling that place up. Mm-hmm. I remember the Wisconsin game. I watched it on TV a couple of years ago. How it was just mayhem, you know. And as a player, oh man, it's the last thing you want to do is not play well in front of the fans who's really going out their way to motivate you and get you to where you need to be. And so now it's we got some exciting times coming, trust me.
Yeah, Henry, you were talking. Sorry, Hooks,
no,
go ahead.
I was going to say, by the way, if for Husker fans out there, if you're not a believer yet in the process and what Coach Hoiberg can do, hopefully I'm pretty confident to get done here. In 5 years at Iowa State, he was 115-56.
Wow.
He was 16 he was 16-16 his first year, and then won at least 23 games the next 4 years. So, you know, just putting it out there. He went 16-16, 23-11, 23-12. His last 2 years, 28-8 and 25-9.
Wow.
Oh man. Yeah, and that was in the Big 8 or Big 12?
Big 12.
Big 12. Okay, yeah, and that's with the Texas schools and all those guys. So it's a He can coach. You know, especially at the collegiate level, and definitely recruit. You know, with his assistant coaches, like his. You know, I even talked to him about the hire of Shannon Lum and how excited I was about that. What a great hire that was, you know, around the transfer portal, and he's putting the focus on that, man. And Nebraska fans, hey, buckle your seats, man, because we're going to have a long, fast ride, man, and we might also start enjoying it now. I'll tell you what, that facility, if you haven't seen that facility, the practice, I'm talking about the Hendricks facility, and I already said thanks to Howard and Neil Hawks for, you know, taking care of that business for us. And it's like walking in the NBA facility, practice facility, and that's not even counting Pinnacle Bank. So as a freshman or even a transfer coming on that campus and going to the football stadium and our study hall and where we eat at, and you know, it, I mean, Nebraska has everything that a young player would want to come and be a part of. And so it's and we got the right person in the position to get us where we need to go, and I guarantee that.
Hey, Henry, you know, you mentioned transfers, and, you know, recently, just yesterday, Luke McCaffrey, former quarterback, you know, I think you saw that. He transferred, and he already announced that he's leaving Louisville for, you know, being there for a hot minute. Yeah, short amount of time. And one thing that we were bringing up is maybe he was given wrong advice, because that's kind of weird to see somebody go to a school for that short of a time and then leave. You know, when it comes to getting advice, how important is that to, you know, for who these players are listening to? Because obviously we just saw it could you know, bring you different ways.
Man, I Coach Hoy Bernard and I were just talking about that, even with the transfer portal. You know, when we were getting recruited, man, it was just your coach and your parents that was giving you advice. Now you have friends, AAU coaches, you got everybody in your ear. You know, you got these crooked agents that, you know, that's giving you false you know, false information and things of that sort. So it's I think it's unfortunate now, because now the you know, the players nowadays kind of, you know, have the upper hand in a sense when it comes to this transfer portal, making decisions where they want to play. But then again, at the same time, that school needs to have you or want you. Just like I was telling you about the coach at Duke, the women's coach, that, you know, Connecticut, you know, where they said it was 1,000 folks out there. Well, now Hilbert said it's 1,700 in the transfer portal, but 200 haven't even been placed yet. You know, so you can get caught, you know, caught in no man's land where you don't have a school, you know, because you want to up and say, I'm out of here. But yeah, there's not a guarantee that you're going to get landed somewhere else. So that's unfortunate. And I, you know, with Luke McCaffrey, that's unfortunate too. I heard he didn't even make it to any of the workouts, you know, so something must have happened, when he got on campus or beforehand. And speaking of Luke, you know, I was talking to Dwayne Harris, you know, we kind of, Debo, former Husker football player, Tommy Frazier, and I think I upset Tommy Frazier, and I did not change the subject. I told him he still couldn't hold me, so I played pickup basketball with him and Teron Lou. And of course, you know, you don't tell Tommy you can't do something, and so of course we're having a battle on the phones about our basketball. And, you know, of course football, he got me, but basketball, you know. No. He was fast and strong, but, you know, but I used that speed and everything against him, though. But we had a little fun conversation this weekend. But unfortunately, I hope Luke, you know, get to where he needs to go and where he wants to be, because he has some talent, and I'm looking forward to see how he finishes, though. But that's just tough, man. That transport portal, man, is golly. I like the consistency. I like when a kid goes to school and play 3 to 4 years, and if they're good enough, make it to the NBA. But now all these false promises and these kids thinking they're better than they really are, man, it's killing college sports in general.
You know, T, in your opinion, when did all this change, or why did it change? Because what happened? Because there's programs that still do it, by the way. We brought the fact that you don't see this at Alabama as much. You don't see this at Clemson as much. What happened in the days where you walked in knowing that you weren't there yet, that you had to work your tail off just to get, you know, looked at by your team, and then maybe like in 2 years I'm going to play. But now it's like I'm walking in like the man. I'm a five. I'm a four star. I played at this AAU place. You might like you got to see me. If I ain't playing, I'm out. In your opinion, like how did that all change?
Well, the rules are changing because they're and I don't know where this transfer portal came. I think I didn't start noticing it until I think it was Russell Wilson. It was the first time I even noticed something like that. He left. Where he ended up? Where did he end up at?
Wisconsin. He went to
Yeah, he's an NC State to Wisconsin,
and he was like
NC State.
He was like the first like grad transfer.
Yeah, and I didn't know what that meant. You know, they say, well, he's going to play his senior year at Wisconsin, and of course he signed, but I didn't know what that meant. And I'm like, how did this just happen? And then all of a sudden I start seeing it more and more, and it must have been one of those NCAA rules that they passed that it only applied to top talented athletes. You know, I don't know. But ever since then, you know, every year you see more and more. And every time I look at ESPN, I'm hearing about this transfer portal and where these kids are going. And that's across men and women sports. I don't know. I just, you know, when you got a freshman that's been there 2 or 3 years, been waiting behind a senior, and it's their opportunity, and all of a sudden you get a transfer in there, and then there goes your senior year because you're not as good as this kid is transferring in. And I don't get it, but I do get it because it's about winning and it's about money. And you're definitely going to play the best. And if you can get somebody better than you already have, then, you know, that's just the nature of the game. But I don't like it personally. But if it's going to build Nebraska, let's go for it. If you do it the right way. And we, Coach Hoiberg is the right person in charge. And he got some good coaches that recruits and know what they're doing. So I'm just, like I said, I'm pretty excited. I told Coach Hoiberg, man, I said, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about Nebraska basketball, man. And I'm glad you're here, you know, so I had to reiterate that with him. And he's going to definitely take advantage of this transfer portal because he's accustomed to it even before it was called transfer portal. So,
Henry, about a week ago, the NCAA, they granted a waiver which allows basketball instruction by non-coaching staff members throughout the summer. So this means, Doc Sadler, he can help with on-court coaching while Hoiberg and Abdul Massey are out recruiting. How much do you think this helps the team with Doc being able to run stuff during summer?
Oh, I think it's awesome, especially with his knowledge on defense. You know, he's a defensive-minded coach, fundamentals, and that's where you work on your craft. And to have a coach, because all we did back when I was playing, we just played pickleball all summer. we played at the van, and we played at every park in Lincoln and every high school center. I mean, we just played where we can find somewhere to play, because sometimes we didn't have enough of us around at the Vanny to even have a 5-on-5, and until we start allowing folks outside of the university to come and play with us. So that's all we can do. And then, heck, I think that's how Mo Iba got in trouble trying to have a practice, during the summer. And he ended up losing his job over that. So I think it's a phenomenal decision for college sports, especially this year, coming off COVID and having that conversation and how the COVID impacted Nebraska in a negative way. I mean, golly, I think this is going to be some good stuff, especially with the freshmen and transfers coming in. You get a chance for them to learn each other's. Of course, Trey and Bryce would be okay. They grew up together, but the rest of players just come together working out and building that bond. And that's something that we had when I played. We came in with Bernard Day and Brian Carr and Bill Jackson, and those guys were already here. Well, at Nebraska, then here comes Derek Vick and I and Bo Reed and the rest of us, man. And first thing we did with Keith Newby and all of us, we just built a bond amongst each other, and we played all summer. And now to have a coach to be there to work on some things, oh, man, I can't wait, man. Hey, when's this start? I know it's 79 days before football. 79 days. So I need to start looking at the calendar to see when the first Nebraska preseason game is, man, because I might have to be there for that.
The home opener is September 4th.
September 4th. Oh, okay. Oh, that's awesome. Because I'll be there. I'll be there that weekend for Brendan Clemens' wedding. That's another former Husker. Just getting married over Labor Day weekend. So I got two Husker guards. I got to come to their weddings.
Nice, nice. T, couple more get you out of here, man. We appreciate your time as always.
No problem.
Man, the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What is going on in Phoenix right now? One, by the way, you alluded to this. And I'm telling you what, there's something. No, I know there's something. I'm not guessing. The fans being back in that arena have made a major impact, by the way. You can see it the way that they're playing, the way that the opponents are playing. The Phoenix crowd is crazy. But what can you say about that team? Because I know you're watching them.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to watch. You know, of course, you know, I was a guard and watching CP3 play and just lead that team. And Booker's becoming one of my favorite players. He reminds me of Allen Houston, that style of game, but a little bit more range than Allen Houston, but the smooth jumper. You know, everybody, I didn't realize how good Bridges was. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I mean, I remember him winning two national championships at Connect was doing over, but I didn't realize he was that good. And then the guard Cam that comes off the bench, I remember him with Oklahoma City. All I remember him doing is dancing with Westbrook, you know, during timeouts, you know, and I didn't realize how good he is. But the fans here, my stepson just texted me this morning, last night, and said, "Hey, man, can you get tickets? You have connections for tickets to the game." I'm like, "Man, I'll make some calls." And he said, "Well, I'm going to try to get some on my end too. So if I get some, you want to go?" I said, "Heck yeah, man! I want to be a part of that too." And that's like I told you earlier, man. That reminded me of Vanny back in the days, man, when we were, and of course the Wisconsin game. At Pinnacle Bank, you know, it's just the fans makes the difference, man. And as a player playing in front of your fans, oh, man, there's no way. If Suns make it to the Game 7, which I think they will, if it gets that far, man, the next round, man, I tell you, the Jazz and the Clippers are going to be in trouble. Suns, man, for some reason, man, they're on the this might be destiny for them, man. They're fun to watch. And the city, the valley is going crazy.
Hey, Henry, were you able to watch any Husker baseball a few days ago?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I watched the whole game. I had my dual TV set up. And, man, you know, we took that 2-0 lead and we were holding on and we went to 2-1. I said, we got this. But, man, I didn't realize how great that pitcher that they had coming off. Oh, my God, the number one pitcher in the country. And I see why. They got was a monster. But, man, I'm proud of how the baseball team played and finished, man. They were fun to watch. It makes you proud to be a Husker, man. And, you know, it's same thing with the three young ladies that made the Olympic volleyball team. We've got a swimmer that's getting ready that's in the final U.S. Olympics platform, Napkin, or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, man, I tell you what, it's good to be a Husker right now, man, and being out in the valley, man, and Olympics coming up, I'm tell you what, it's hey, I'm wearing my Husker gear very proud right now.
Hey, Henry, you know, going back to that Husker baseball game, you know, they were playing the number one team in the country. And you, of course, you have a lot of experience playing against number one teams in the country. You even beat one going down to Missouri and taking down the Antlers. You know, what's the mentality like going into a game like that? And, you know, that of course, they lost that second game, but they, of course, beat the number one team.
Well, first and foremost, you know, you got both going against Van Horn, who he played for, you know, that going into the game. So as a coach, motivating your players, and you know that they're using the same philosophy, you know, Arkansas just happened to be number one. You're playing at Arkansas because easily if they were playing at regional in Nebraska, you know, we might have been playing in front of our fans. We probably had a good opportunity to win that series. But I think as a player, you want to show up because you're playing at that level, regardless of how you ranked and who's ranked. You're playing at that level, and you feel that you're just as good as anyone else. So it's not about the rookies. It's about you, your mano a mano, you know. Because a lot of guys probably don't grew up playing with each other, against each other, so you know who each other are, and you scout them. And it's just that confidence. And, you know, playing at the Division I level, it is about confidence. You know, one of my good friends, Eric Johnson, Benny Johnson's little brother, played in the backcourt with me my senior year. And he had opportunity to play a year with Utah Jazz. I just asked him, I said, what's the difference between playing in NBA and college? He said, it's just conditioning. The talent level is all the same. It's just the conditioning. And so when you talk about any level of sports, you know, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, you name it, everybody is at the same talent level, but it's just who got the most confidence and that conditioning and that coaching, you know. And I can imagine Bolt, you know, looking across at Van Horn and just saying, man, I know everything you taught me, and I'm instilling that into my players. So, you know, so it was fun to watch. And I'm, like I said, I'm proud of the Huskers, man, and I'm looking forward to see where the baseball team goes from here for us, man. And next year, man, we're going to be someone to reckon with.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. T, man, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for continuing to come on with us. Stay cool out there. Have a great rest of your week and weekend, sir.
Hit him straight.
All right, appreciate that, man. Thanks for having me.
See you, man. Thanks to you. Henry T. Buchanan, Husker legend right there, man. We'll come back and recap him a little bit. Also, Western at 10.